there's two real key words that's going to apply to every one of you in this room today and every one of us around the world. One, this social media revolution is the biggest revolution since the Industrial Revolution. Think about that. It will fundamentally change our entire world, our entire existence, because of what it can do for us, for news, for our products, for everything that goes on in our day-to-day life. The second most important thing that it says there is no longer will we go searching for products, those products will find us. So what does that mean for the you ranchers or you dairymen out there? What does that mean for meat and milk markets? I think it means a whole lot for these markets, and I want to show you those today. So I've been tasked to say, what is social media? Well, first I want to go over some take-home points, and there's three or four points here that I want you to write down and to take with you when you leave today. The first one is, I'm going to give you new ways to stay informed. The world's a big place, the internet's a big place, and that's what we're going to do today is show you how you can stay informed in new and more exciting, more engaged ways and more efficient ways, because I know we never have enough time, and that's what this can help you do. I want to simplify this information overload. As I just said, the internet is a huge, huge place. There's a lot of information on it. Most of it's false. A lot of it's true. How do you sort that out to make sure you're getting what's true, what's informative, what's useful to your business, and shun everything else? And when you grab even just a little bit on the internet, it's a whole lot. So how do you take that little bit and bring it back in to a useful format? And that's what I'm going to show you how to do today as well. The third point is how you can use social media on the farm. As Jeff mentioned in the beginning, this can revolutionize what it means to be a dairyman. This can revolutionize what it means to be a rancher. This will change agriculture and can change agriculture fundamentally if we use it. Think about that. It will fundamentally change everything if we use it. And it's up to all of you in this room. It's up to the 400 to 500 people in this room to use it, to take these points and go back to the farm and tell the story. We have a lot of great storytellers in our industry because we have the best story ever. Agriculture allowed the formation of society. Before that, we were hunters and gatherers. We didn't have any societies. We couldn't build cities. We couldn't do anything. Agriculture solved that problem and allowed us to evolve. It's the best story going, guys. If it was a Hollywood movie, it would be a blockbuster. We have a lot of good storytellers. Trent Luce in the back there is a great storyteller. There's different people in your regions that are great storytellers, but we have to tell the story. And the fourth point that some of you are going to take away from this, and if you take nothing else away, this is a good one as well. It might just help you communicate with your kids. So with that, let's get into the meat of the presentation. What is social media? Well, social media is nothing more than people communicating, but they're just communicating online. They fight, they shake hands, they meet, they greet, they engage with each other. Don't be confused, don't be scared, don't be nervous about social media. It's just people communicating online. It's just a different way. It's the same thing probably our parents and grandparents were going through when they invented the telephone. Oh, it's this crazy thing. We're going to talk over a phone now. I'm not going to talk face-to-face. This is all social media. It's just people communicating. I want to focus on two aspects of that. First, the news aspect, and then the networking aspect. Let's talk about the news first. There's a fundamental shift in the way we consume news. You can see here, last year, almost 300 newspapers folded. 8 magazines with circulations over 1 million subscribers folded last year. Television's hurting. Radio's hurting. Even some online publications, they're all going down. This is changing the way. Why is that happening? Because we start making the news. 37% of us have contributed to the creation of news in some form or fashion. 75% of us get our news forwarded through the email or some other form of social media. Email is social media. Don't think it's not. I got a lot of these presentations and these points from the presentation from social media. So foreign people sharing this information with me, whether it's my colleagues at the office, other people in the industry, I get a lot of this information from them. And I encourage you to do the same. There has been a change in news consumption. You can see here, here's some good facts and figures. The Wall Street Journal, as you can see, has over 2 million subscribers. USA Today, 1.8, New York Times, about a thing. Think about that. Most of your dairy and beef publications, even the biggest ones, are going to have probably no more than 100,000 subscribers. So these guys are about 10 times bigger than that. They're doing all right, right? We all agree they're all doing pretty well. Well, those are the print subscribers. What's happening online? Look at that. In the case of the New York Times, 200 times more people consume the New York Times online than they get in the paper. Think about what that does to advertising. It's no longer as valuable, right? If I'm only reaching 1 million people from a page in the New York Times, but I can reach 200 million online, well, that changes the whole scope of things. That changes the dynamic of everything. And I can pass that along. I don't have to hand you the newspaper anymore. I can forward you an email. I can forward you a story. Think about how that's changing everything. What about Google? Everybody heard of Google? It's doing okay, right? It helps us a lot. I Google a lot of things. It helps us, and it answers our question. But how? Well, how it answers our question fundamentally relates to social media. Because first thing Google looks for is these complicated algorithms, and I'm not smart enough to know exactly how they work, but I do know a few key points. One is keyword relevance. If you type in dairy or you type in beef, it's going to bring you something related to dairy or beef. So it's going to be relevant to that keyword, which is dairy. The second one is an endorsement. This is where social media starts to play a role. If you get an endorsement, or if an article is written about the milk market or the beef market, and it's in the New York Times, that's going to carry a lot more weight than the Lexington Herald Leader. Because the New York Times, as I just showed you, had 200 million people that click on that every month to read stories, 200 million different people to read stories in the New York Times. Whereas the Lexington Herald Leader, great publication, our local publication, would have about 300,000. So this endorsement, if we get in here, that's a much bigger upset. That's a much bigger reason for Google to pay attention. And then links to life. If they link to another article or if somebody links it to you, that's what makes that people saying, I like this article, this article is relevant, this article is news, this article is important for me, that I'm going to show you that Google, that it's going to come to the top three. Because how many of us click on the first on an answer when we Google something on the first page? Just about everybody. In fact, more than 90% of the people do it. They don't go to the second or third page. Why? Because Google's great, right? Google did a great job, and Google helped us find out what we needed within those top 10 searches. And this is how it works. So social media and us sharing this information helps us find that answer. So now, as you're thinking, how can I use this to my advantage? I don't have to rely on the media anymore to get my message out there. I can use the media as a tool. I can work with media to get my message out there. You got all this information out there. How's it coming back to you? Well, one really simple tool, I told you I wanted to simplify this information all over, is Google Alerts. You can go to Google, type in Google Alerts, and then in literally 5 seconds, you can set up a keyword search that all that information will come filter into your email, however often you want it. If you want it once a day, you want it once a week, you want it instantaneously, Google will send it to you. You don't have to do a thing. You just have to open the email and read the news that you have told the machine that it's relevant to you. And it sets up in seconds. You can keep track of your industry, your competitors, your company. Here's one that I set up yesterday. It's on the HSUS. I know there's a lot of people from out of the United States. The HSUS is fundamentally an animal rights organization that wants to end animal agriculture. They're called the Humane Society of the United States. And so what they have done, they're similar to PETA, if you've heard of PETA. They are the most powerful online lobbyists for animal rights. Powerful lobbyists, they have more money than anybody, $100 million. Well, I want to know what they're doing because they're trying to put me out of the job. And I would assume you guys probably want to know what they're doing because they're trying to put you out of the job before they put me out of the job. So I can see HSUS President Betty White and Charlie Deuce make final proposition being pushed. This is a big vote today in Missouri. I voted today. Today's election day in the United States. They have an amendment on the ballot or a proposition on the ballot to vote for that. I can keep track of what my competitor is doing, because this is a fundamental competitor to every single person in this room. And I can keep track of what they're doing. It's like I have ears everywhere. And because of social media, because of the internet, because of Google, I don't have ears everywhere. So that's one thing you can do. Now I want to shift to a network. Everybody knows what a network is. You're all part of a network. By being in this room, Jeff mentioned earlier. One of the biggest key takeaway points here is if you want to form the friendships and form the relationships in this room, if you're part of the network, you're also probably part of a church network or part of some other network back at your home, a local dairy network, whatever it is, you're all part of the network. And this is another way to help you form that network, to help get favors or do favors or share information, because we all know the power of the network. I think there's a lot of commercials on the power of the network. So there are many networks out there. I want to focus on two. The first one I want to focus on is Facebook. We saw in there, Facebook would be the third largest country in the world if it were a country. Facebook has 500 million users. It's primarily social. You know, you can share birthday photos, whatever you want, what's going on. But it's a connecting point. So my job is in public relations. The second word of that job title is relations. So naturally, I'm in the relationship building business. I have relationships with Alan here. I have relationships with Clay here, Trent, whoever, anybody, Lori. I have relationships with all these journalists around the world. So I have to keep that positive relationship. Well, it's more difficult for me to do because a lot of them don't live here. So it's difficult for me to form that relationship. But Facebook makes it easy. Here's my friend Tom Evelyn. Tom and I, Tom's a local writer for the Lexington Herald here. Tom's also a friend of mine, but he's also a Facebook friend. So, well, this is the way I use it in my day-to-day job, that I hope you can figure out a way to use it in your day-to-day job to make it relevant, to help you do your job better. I see Tom's profile. This is his Facebook page. They have a page. What do I learn from this? Well, I learned that Tom's married, has a wife. Her name is Becky, has two daughters, Molly and Shannon. Okay, now we have something to talk about. He has a wife and two daughters. I also see Tom wrote an article yesterday. It was today's column, Dreams of Prophets from Web Replaced by Wealth of Memories. It was a great article about this South African family that came over, and I'm particularly interested because my fiance is from South Africa. So Tom and I connected on that point, and I found that through social media, not through the Lexington Herald later. And finally, I know Tom's birthday. I want to develop a relationship with Tom and send him a birthday card. I'm going to send it to him on Facebook. That's what Facebook allows me to do in my day-to-day job to help me do my job better. Develop that relationship, strengthen that relationship, learn something about what Tom does, or learn something in these columns that he writes. How can this work for you? I want you guys have to make that decision because it's your future, it's your career. Twitter, I'll briefly deal with Twitter. Twitter is a microblogging service. It has only 140 characters that you can type in at a time. Not 140 words, 140 characters. So it's really, you're limited to 2 to 3 sentences. But what it is, it's a great way to see what's trending in the world. And by trending, I mean what's happening, what's going on. Twitter can give you a snapshot, and the way they figured it out, they give you a snapshot and rank all these words, whatever people are typing in. And if people are typing in today, Iran, they can say, Iran, Twitter are trending in this world, and what's happening in Iran. And they did have a revolution, and it was caught first on Twitter, and it will always be caught first on Twitter, because it's going to be there before the mainstream media is there. It's going to be there before CNN or BBC or whomever is going to be on the scene. Twitter will be there because it's people communicating in real time. So see what we're doing here, guys? We're bypassing traditional media, and we're telling the story ourselves. That's what makes this valuable to all of us in this room. Because now, we don't have to sit there and go, oh, they won't say what the liberal media, the conservative media, they won't say what we want them to say. Guys, take that to your own hands. And here's some people that are doing it. I use Twitter to track real-time events in agriculture. So I can see who's writing about all tax. I can see who's writing about dairy, poultry, pigs, beef, whatever I want to do. So what can you do? I want to give you some practical examples really quickly to show what you can do. Well, one thing that Alltech's doing is we started a blog. And so you can follow our blog. It's alltech.com/blog. It's easy. And we posted this last night. It's a welcome reception. So you all have networks and you all have friends, and they like it when you share information with them to help them do a better job or make more money or do whatever. And you can send them an email with this link saying, hey, this is what's going on at this conference that I'm attending. So even if they couldn't attend and really wanted to attend, you can share that with them. You can share all the information. We'll have presentations. Chuck's blogging, David's blogging. We're going to have a lot of information going out there that you can share to people that aren't here. And so you're developing your own networks at home. That's one of the things you do. Another thing you do, and we're going to play a video in just a second, is this is a rancher from South Dakota named Troy Patrick. Troy started this, titled this, and put it on YouTube. It's called Yellowtail. It's now Yellowtail. Yellowtail is an Australian wine. It's a low-cost wine, but it's a high-quality wine that they have launched in the U.S. market. Well, Yellowtail made a big profit. They donated $100,000 to agriculture. To the HSUS. Remember, this is the group that's ending agriculture. And they said, we're going to give you this money. Well, we as agriculture are going to sit back there and complain, they're giving money to our competitors. What are we doing? Well, Troy took his little video camera. He took a one-minute clip that has now been seen by 21,000 people. To give you a frame of reference, I think you've heard of the magazine Feedstuffs. This is larger than the subscription base of Feedstuffs. And he put it out there on the internet. So if we'll start the video here, we'll show you what Troy did in a couple clips in 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Troy Hadrick. I'm a fifth-generation United States rancher in South Dakota. I recently found out that Yellowtail Wines is going to be donating $100,000 to the wealthiest animal rights organization in the world, the Humane Society of the United States, a group who is actively trying to put farmers and ranchers out of business in this country. That being said, I cannot and will not support a company who's doing such a thing. This is the only thing I know to do now with this last bottle of Yellowtail Wine that was in our house. I hope you will do the same. Thank you for supporting American agriculture and the family farmers and ranchers in this country.
Look at that, guys. We have a voice. That took Troy 5 minutes. It took him 1 minute to record it, 3 minutes to upload it, and then he had a bunch of skills. So, think about that. Doesn't that make you excited? I know I get chill bumps about that because now I don't have to wait for somebody to put me on TV or write a story about me or interview me on the radio. I just do it myself. And then you all have that capability. It's really easy. And that's the beauty about the internet. If you don't know how to do it, ask somebody around here. Somebody knows. This is your network. Remember that. That's what it does. It changes the whole playing field. It levels the playing field. It knocks everybody back. It says, you have to listen to our story now because we have a great story. Here's another guy, Derrickman from California. His name is Ray Frost. Ray, this is Ray's Twitter account. You can see Ray talks about a bunch of stuff. Some ag nerds, some so awesome to see agriculture in the house. Look at this. Ray has 11,000 people following this one little Derrickman in California. I say no, it's probably not a word today. 11,000 people. Almost more than half the subscription base of large publication guys, he talks to them directly because they follow him. They want to hear what he said. By clicking this little follow button, they have said, I'm interested, Ray, in what you have to say. So he talks to 11,000 people, and he talks to them 20 minutes ago, and he talked to them 1 hour ago, and he talked to them 2 hours ago, and on and on and on. Ray has conversations going online with 11,000 people that want to hear what he has to say. And what does he say? Woke up an employee at 3:30 this morning to take care of his cow. Doubt many people outside of farming commissions do that. Is that not something that will get the naysayers back? Will get the people that don't know anything about agriculture and say, oh, you live and work on these factory farms, and we don't like these factory farms? Is that not compassion? This is compassion by a dairy farmer that he put his face on and he put it out there and says, I went to work for my animals. I got up early for my animals. They're like my kids. And I don't mean the animals glorified. Glorifies the subject, but this shows compassion. This I can send that out to any soccer mom out there, and she's going to say, maybe the dairy industry is a fad. They obviously care about their animals. That's what we can do. That's what all of you can do. With that, I want to show you this next video. This is what the industry has done, and you all can make these own videos. You can do one of these, and I want to play this one video that was actually done by BASF. And it's been seen by 55,000 people around the world. And this really tells our story. And I'm going to tell you what to do right after. So we can play the video. I think I showed you a few tools before I passed the mic over here to Chuck Zimmerman, my colleague. I want you to give me a few homework. What should you do today? Read a blog. There's a great one out there that I would recommend, alltag.com/blog. There's many more blogs out there that I think there are 200 million blogs or something like that. It's a ridiculous number. But read a blog. Just get comfortable with it. Know what's going on. Start a Twitter account. Follow somebody. You might want to follow Ray Kroc Jr. or somebody like that if you're there. And see what's going on. Just Put your toe in the water. Get used to it. It's not that difficult. And then forward something you learn. There's a lot of those videos out there that you can forward. I mean, we will probably forward jokes, but we won't forward something that will secure our future in this industry. So what I hope I've done is shown you, giving you guys some tools of how you can make a difference, how you can tell the consumer what you do and why dairying and ranching is good for the environment, good for the industry, good for their food, and so they can make a better informed decision. Because at the end of the day, as I said at the beginning, we have a great story to tell. We just have to tell it. And then the consumer will make up their mind, and I'm confident when we tell the story correctly, they will make up their mind in the right way. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to Chuck Zimmerman. Chuck is he's a blogger for AgWire.com. He's probably the premier blogger in the agriculture industry. So with that, Chuck's going to give a few minutes to talk, and he's going to show you some cool, new, creative ways of what he's doing, and then we'll come back up for a few questions. So, Chuck, take it.
Thank you very much, Billy. I'm going to, as he said, kind of just go over a few things that have taken place in the agricultural communications industry, which I've worked for my whole career, and hopefully provide you with some encouragement and additional examples of how this has an application to you as farmers and managers. I'm going to run through some slides here, a couple of them pretty quickly, and then focus on a few towards the end. So let me go ahead. Like I said, I've been in this business for probably 25 years now, maybe a little bit more than that. I started out in farm radio, doing broadcasts of farm reports. At that time, there were over 300, maybe going on 400 people in the United States who actually were broadcasting farm information over radio stations. That number is now about 120. So the things you saw in terms of decline of news outlets and information over what we call traditional media outlets, which I refer to as print publications, broadcast television, radio, and then word of mouth is actually a very traditional form too. But those have really seen a real decline, as you saw evidence of. That has affected the farm communications business as well. My company, we have the term on it, new media, and that's referred to primarily because we're in this digital world, as Billy has shown you, and by that, the World Wide Web. New media channels include things like social media or social networking, and that's going to include things like blogs and podcasts and even texting. How many of you here, let me pull mine out, in fact, if you've seen me over here, hold up my iPhone. How many of you have an old phone? Probably most of you, I guess. I don't know too many people that don't. Texting has become one of the key ways to distribute information today, and I'm going to show you an example here in a second in the agricultural arena. Some common misconceptions that I still run into are that only people are online. I know Billy mentioned connecting with family, but as you're going to see here in a second, some of the biggest increases in internet use have actually been the 70 to 75 year old age group. That's statistical information that I think really opens to people's eyes. So this isn't just kids that are doing this. Some other information that I think I'd like to point out, at least here in the United States, 38% of those living in rural America now have broadband at home. That's up significantly. If you look at farms in the United States, with incomes of $250,000 or more, nearly 80% computer and 6% for farm business, and most of them have internet access. So really it's not a question anymore of can farmers keep up with the new communication technology. Our government here in the United States has actually invested a lot of money making sure that's possible. What this has forced traditional media type companies to do is take a look at how farmers are using media today, and all of these are links to studies. I'm not going to go through to them, but just to say they all found the same thing. This is within the last year and a half, that the growth in the use of online communications by farmers has increased by high double digit growth. And we're talking about a type of communication tool that wasn't here just literally 6 years ago. We'll just kind of go past mobile. I've been here, but this is one of several services. If you want your farm markets, you can have them delivered to your phone. Like Billy mentioned, Google Alerts. Here's a company that will deliver all the farm market news and information you want, including prices, anytime, as often as you want. I personally just get it open and closed, and it's the markets I'm most interested in every day. Now, this is where I kind of want to get into it. I know we're running close to our break, so I'm not going to take too much time here. And we will show one more video, though, because video is always fun to watch, and hopefully we'll have one more entertaining one for you. But here's a word I want to leave you with when you go away from this session here. And if we have any time, I know we would be happy to answer any questions you've got. I'll be around through the convention, so if you see me in the hall, feel free to stop me if you have a question. But the word advocate. Take agriculture, advocate, and that's where we've come up with this word. As you all know, agriculture has had its challenges dealing with the image that is out in the consuming public. And these tools that we're talking about, Twitter, Facebook, and others, not only can they be used by us, which is what I want to encourage you to do, but also by the people who don't like us. Billy mentioned HSUS. I am from the state of Missouri. I did have to vote by absentee ballot last week, but I made sure I voted against that HSUS initiative. This word advocate comes from a newly formed organization called the AgChat Foundation. This is born out of a weekly Twitter conversation that started over a year ago. Every Tuesday night from, I believe it's 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on Twitter, if you use a hashtag, which is a pound sign, plus AgChat, A-G-C-H-A-T, and you put that in the tweets that you do on your Twitter account, everybody can collate those into a search function and see what everybody else has said with that we call it a hashtag use. So this has been a moderated conversation that's gone on for over a year to talk about agriculture, and especially with the intent to get out in front of the consuming public, people who aren't farmers, okay? As a result of that, it's been so successful, we've now formed a foundation, which I'm a founding board member of, to mainly conduct seminars to help train farmers, people like you, to make use of these social media channels. Billy mentioned I'm a blogger. I could, coming from a radio background where I used to be a part owner in an AM radio station. We had a 5,000 watt transmitter, broadcast over three towers. This is down in Florida at the time. I carry more power in my little shoulder bag, more transmitting power. I communicate with more people from that little notebook computer I've got via the internet than I ever could have hoped to have done through the radio station I used to be a part owner. My bag of equipment, although you have a
camera,
we're talking a couple $1,000s. That transmitter license at the time cost us nearly $1 million. So you kind of put that in perspective a little and say, the tools, the cost, the investment to get into doing this are relatively minor today. Although your time is worth a lot of money, I know that. But this, speaking of the dairy business and blogs, one of mine is worlddairydiary.com. On which I'm publishing stories, interviews, hopefully with some of you, photos, here from the conference. Let me pass that one real quick. Billy mentioned Google search. I just typed in, after I did that, let me see if I go back real quick. After I did this post on my blog, within literally, this was 3 minutes later, I believe. Actually, it's on my other blog, AgWire. It was already showing up at the top of the page of search results. This is another thing that I can't emphasize enough, that when you use these tools and you put in those keywords Billy mentioned, you are making yourselves available to be easily found faster and better than anything you could possibly do, even through a traditional website. I had this slide out of order, so I'm gonna go back to it. I just, again, since we're in the dairy realm, I'll focus on dairy a little bit. But our dairy checkoff organization, Dairy Management Inc., has had a program now for, I think, a couple of years called My Dairy. I think they are probably one of the most proactive and successful organizations to encourage, in this case, dairy farmers, to make use of these social media channels to be advocates for their industry. And if you have not tried the My Dairy program, just go there and you can find it. Twitter, I mentioned a hashtag. Here's one, #GlobalFiveHundred. If you go to the search engine for Twitter, which is search.twitter.com, you can enter that in, and you'll see that here are people who are tweeting this conference that's going on right now. This was last night. We were just getting started. I'm AgriBlogger on Twitter, if you'd like to follow me, and you can see that there were only a few of us at the time. There have been more people joining in. And when I say joining in, when Billy talked about networking, I view what we're doing here as having a conversation. We're having a global conversation. I can communicate, and I do. I did with people from Serbia yesterday about a conference that's going to take place there that I wrote about on my other blog. They actually proactively sent me comments through my blog once I put that on there. And I'm communicating with people on essentially the other side of the world from us. I mentioned the phone. You know, their slogan for the iPhone 4 was, "This changes everything," again. I am pretty much a proponent for the iPhone. I'm a big AT&T fan. I'd like to see that they had that on a different system, because that's not the best here in rural America. But this phone, I post on my blog, my Twitter account, my Facebook page. I read all of the above. I get my news alerts, my email. I can literally, essentially, carry around this mini computer. And by the way, it just happens to have a phone in it. And that's what the smartphones of today, that's where we're going. So, this is kind of my last slide here to leave you with a little short video clip to show. This is a dairy company, I believe they're in Ireland. But they have produced a video clip about their dairy, their company, their products, essentially to speak to the consumer, tell them how good stewards of the land they are, how helpful their products are. It's called Yo Valley. And you can see just on their channel, they're going towards 1 million views. But one of the things you gotta remember with that whole word of mouth thing is, this video has been forwarded to other people. You can see over here, there's somewhere in this list, there are multiple other people who on their YouTube account have taken that video, put on theirs. Some of those are over 100,000 views. So you start adding it all up, and there are actually well over 1 million people have watched this. And it's only been out, I think, for a couple weeks. So I'm going to leave you with that, and if there are any other additional questions, I'd be happy to answer those. So let's go ahead and start the video.
The sun is up. The milk is chilled. It's gonna be a good one. Yo, I'm ruining my messy on a summer's day. Chubby cold milk while I'm bathing. Hey, Yo Valley's approach is common sense. Harmony in nature takes precedence. For rights, my pride, that's why you never see it dirty. And I love it here, man, that's why I'm never leaving early. I'm looking good in my cap and my shirt. I'm representing for the place, oh, while it hurts. Yeah, we make this look easy. Cause we're proper more than we're disfarming, believe me. Winter wipes are shining, baby. It's all the farming, no buts, no maybes. Yeah, we down with the Soil Association. And we do lots of war, conservation, sustain, maintain, aim at it. We set the bar, real leaders by far. Yo Valley, Yo Valley. We change the game and we'll never be the same. Yo Valley, Yo Valley. Big up your chest, represent the West.
This is wish. The farm and you sweeter than real. You got a farm, you made it. That's the name of the deal. I'm in my wax coat and boots and broken farmer jowls. Now look, you urban folks that stole our style. I'm not a city dweller, me, I like to keep it country. The air is clean and all those cars will make me jumpy. It's different strokes for different folks, my man. Just enjoy the results of what we do with the land.
Check out Daisy, she's a proper cow. A penny refresher with know-how. Her and her girls, they got their own name. We treat them good, they give us the cream. Yo Valley, Yo Valley. We change the game and we'll never be the same. Yo Valley, Yo
but it's working. Over a million people have seen that. That's like putting it from a full page ad in the New York Times, because they actually watched that 60 minutes. So with that, we'd like to open up the floor to any questions that you guys may have. Feel free to shout them out.
And I will mention that last slide I did have up, AllTech Tweets is where you'll find all things.
Let me, I'll kick off the questions here, and as Chuck, where do you see the future? What if you were a dairyman or a rancher that you were getting into this, what would be your first step to really tackle the social media or jump into social media?
Sure. And I have helped conduct a number of training sessions with farmers, and what I have found seems to work the best, really any group that I've spoken to or worked with, is it kind of gets a little overwhelming to look at this and think, you know, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, I mean, I don't think I can do a rap song. I guarantee you won't find me one. But I say pick one thing that you would like to try first. If you really want one that I think has probably the easiest learning curve, you might look at Twitter, okay? Just twitter.com, in 2 minutes you can create an account. And just twitter.com, that's all you have to know. Now, like I said, I'm on my phone, on my notebook computer, my iPad, on my TV at home. I have different applications that all interact with Twitter. Billy was up here talking. While he was talking, I took a picture with my phone, sent it to a service called TwitTik that automatically posts that picture onto my Twitter account. It's actually a link to it. Put a picture there. But I will tell you, I can go look at that right now and see that maybe 40 or 50 people have already looked at that photo. So I just pick one and try it. Start it. But I see, as Billy had suggested earlier, follow somebody. At least kind of figure out how the mechanism works. They all have a commonality in terms of how they work. So if you pick one and you learn that, you're going to set yourself up to, I think, be able to expand that. And from a time standpoint, literally, you can spend as little as 5-10 minutes a day just to send out a couple of messages, maybe about what you're doing, as you saw a big crop do, about taking care of a sick cow. Perfect example.
And one other thing is, I think you can spend as much or as little time as you want, but you always just spend some time on this. Because what this is doing is securing your future. If you don't do anything, you're not going to have a future. And another easy way of doing it is also throwing there. Well, we have a lot of great trade publications out there that write a lot of good things, and most of those are online these days. So if you want to do something as simple as send an email, you might find a good article that one of these great publications have written, and put it in an email and say, hey guys, I just want to forward that to you. And forward that to, we do a great job of preaching to the choir. We'll tell everybody in the industry, and everybody's going to nod their heads because they're all in the industry. But we need to tell people outside of the industry, tell people in your communities, at your church, on the elevators, in the airplane, wherever you are, make sure you're telling them as well. So, is there any more questions? Like,
big stuff, integrated media, that means everything question about connecting all of that information out there that y'all can produce to sales. How does that work? Chuck, you showed some research, you didn't get it all down, but how do you know that this sort of thing is actually doing the job and getting the product?
So I'll repeat the question first and let you answer it. Clayton there is with BeatStuffs, and he said, you know, we're doing a lot of this stuff. How do we know if it's actually doing the job and translating it to sales? Sales of more milk or meat. So
I would say that's probably one of the biggest challenges that people who are in this new media world, and my company does not publish a magazine, does not broadcast over any traditional radio or television station or network. But I first want to say the BeatStuffs, for example, there are a number of traditional media outlets who have adopted this and are doing a great job at it. BeatStuffs is definitely one of the ones that I would say that about. So there are several ways that you can find out. This is a highly measurable channel of communication, social networking. You saw how many people following on Twitter? How many friends do I have on Facebook? Contacts on LinkedIn? How many people downloaded my audio podcast, visited my blog? And it's incredibly measurable from that standpoint. But how do you convert that and say equals X number of sales? That is, right now, not the easiest thing to do. I think the ways that the companies I've been talking to are is they look at all the statistics, they maybe set goals to start them before they get started, like we'd like to have 500 followers by 6 months or a year. They see if they meet those goals. At the same time, they look at what happens is you get a lot of anecdotal feedback. People who comment back to you, who connect to you on Facebook. I can tell you that just as a simple example personally, I put on Twitter one day, my back was hurting because my office chair was so old and terrible, and it was within less than 10 minutes, a company had sent me a tweet saying, here's a link to some great new office furniture you might consider. And within like 10 minutes after that, I had online purchase a $100 brand new chair for my office, and my back feels better now. That has happened over and over and over. And with companies that have us come into their events and write about it on our blog, for example, their field sales staff will say, I've been out in the field, I've had this farmer tell me, we listened to, we just learned about this product or this new thing that you just announced, and then we'll hear about that. Well, it's on the internet. So there's a lot of anecdotal evidence that's tied into that. Like any kind of advertising, how do you know that full-page ad magazine generated more sales? But I think we've got a lot more measurement tools in there that we can try to adapt to that. There are some services now that are trying to, for a fee, they'll try to help you connect those dots. But we're still in the early adoption stage of this. Where will we be in 5 years? I hold up the phone. We're going mobile in a big way. And the Apple iPhone is one example, the iPad is another, maybe the largest form factor, but that's my thing.
We'll answer some more questions later. I know we have to get back on schedule. Thank you guys for the time. I would recommend check out alltech.com/blog, check out worldairydiary.com. Thank you for your time, guys. I hope we gave you something that you can use. Thanks.